We welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. We have former Rough Riders pitching coach and one of the Rangers' current minor league pitching coordinators, John Goble, back in town today with Thomas St. Clair on vacation. John, thanks for taking the time.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I feel like the logical place to start is with Blake Townsend yesterday, who has turned in back-to-back just vintage starts. And you don't tend to see guys go super deep into games anymore, but he's gone 13 and a third innings over his last two starts, just one run allowed. What has he shown you the last two times out?
Yeah, I think with Blake, it's interesting because, like, a minor league free agent that we acquired in the offseason, the way he threw the ball last year, majority of his innings in Double-A with the Pittsburgh organization, albeit a different league, but, like, he was too good last year to not kind of get it going, in my opinion. And I kind of just thought it was, you know, we got off to a little bit of a slower start with us, but I figured it was going to be a little bit of a matter of time just because of what's been on the back of his baseball card as far as what he's capable of doing. But, yeah, it's the starting rotation here hasn't given a ton of length at times. So it's like, you know, getting Blake in there to challenge in some guys to get a little bit deeper into the game and also giving him just the opportunity to do that. And obviously, and for him, he's been, you know, he's checked those boxes the last two outings, and just a guy that a lot of pitchability, strike thrower, good at getting guys to swing at pitches off the plate, a little bit more of an old school approach of, you know, I'm going to make you hit my pitch. And it's been really fun to watch. I love Blake.
Another lefty takes the ball today in Dalton Penns. What stands out to you about Dalton and specifically what he could do here at the Double-A level?
Yeah, I think with Pensy, it's like, it's, you love the makeup, you love the competitive desire. I mean, he's just a pro's pro. He's very well prepared. He's mature beyond his years. All those cliches about just like a guy's mental fortitude. And then you stack the fact on top that like he's got some really unique pitch characteristics, and has a unique slot and has a lot of ride on the heater. He just has a lot of things that just make him a tough assignment for anybody. I love tonight's matchup because they got a bunch of lefties, and he's one of those kind of odd lefties where he's a righty killer and he's not a lefty killer. So really good development opportunity for him to continue to try to kind of navigate, okay, how am I gonna start to get lefties out at the same clip as I'm able to get righties out. So really good challenge for him tonight, which is going to be fun to watch.
Similar to Townsend too in a bunch of ways in that he wasn't a starter in college and he was a reliever who would throw multiple innings. It seems like the Rangers maybe have a little type in that regard, but what was it that he did at the collegiate level that the Rangers looked at and said, that's not only a good minor league pitcher, but he's probably a good minor league starter?
Yeah, I think the one thing that stood out right away, I was like, okay, this guy's got a really unique fastball that punches way above its weight in velocity. So it's like, if you can build a foundational arsenal off of that, it's like, you know, that's a great start. A guy that has a fastball that plays in zone and can also get some chase above the zone and can play at the top and the bottom of the zone. I think on top of that is like he's a premium strike thrower. So he proved that in college. So it's like, okay, a fundamental fastball that we can build off of and a premium strike thrower, you know, we'll take our chances and see if that's somebody who can start across the minor leagues. And that formula to begin with is you're going to have some confidence in that. And so far, so good for him.
What do you feel like allows his fastball to punch above its weight?
Not a lot of lefties get the ride he does. It's kind of odd that, like, you'll see more ride, kind of vertical moving fastballs from righties, but lefties that get the ride in the vert that he gets, on top of the fact that it's kind of a unique arm angle in terms of where it's coming out with how high the arm angle is. So it's just hitters don't like to hit what they don't see a lot. And what comes out of his hand from a fastball standpoint is just not something that they see a lot in games, and it's not something that they probably train a lot outside of games. So it's just very unique.
Off the mound, what do you make of his mental makeup?
Pence, I mean it's about as good as it gets. I mean, he gets after it. He's got some red ass in him, and he likes to compete, and he's a guy that's more than confident. Just, hey, here are my strengths, like mano y mano, here we go. He believes in himself. So, it's going to be interesting. He's going to get to maybe it's here in the Double-A level, maybe it's Triple-A, who knows. But he's going to get to a level where he's going to get punched a little bit in the mouth. And I'm excited to see how he reacts because I got a pretty good idea how he's going to. And it's going to be, how do I get better and how do I put myself in a position to dominate? And that's what I love about Pensy. A lot of self-belief, very low maintenance. You'd love to have as many guys like that in your system as possible.
All right, that does it for part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Rangers minor league pitching coordinator John Goble. Former Rough Riders pitching coach is the active pitching coach this week with Thomas St. Clair on vacation. When we come back, we'll give you the Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups, and we'll play part two of the interview tomorrow. Be right back on the Cacique pregame show.